Really, with Parshas Ekev, you don't really have to say anything over. You can just read through the Pesukim. I'm not going to do that to you. You should. Agav, that's one of the inyanim of Shnayim Ekev Echad Targum. Shnayim Ekev Echad Targum is to, as you're going through the Pesukim, to just appreciate what's being said. But I'm not going to do that for you. Well, look at it through a different nekuda. It says the parasha begins. Vayo ekif tishmor nes mishpatim ba'ile shmartem asisem oisom veshomer hashem lekecha lechos abrisas acheser shenish v'la v'isecho. Like Dunglis is Metargim, like Dunglis explains. As a result, as a schar for keeping the mitzvahs, all the brachas come because of that. Rashi says, if the small mitzvahs that a person is dosh be'ikovav, you're careful about, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the mitzvahs. Now the shaila is, if you read through the psukim, what do we get because of that? Va'ehevecho, v'rachecho, v'rbecho, v'rinnecho, v'yad masecho, v'gonecho, v'tzirashcho, v'yitzarecho, v'shkar lefecho, v'ashto yitzanecho, v'orach tiyem v'kol ha'amim, lo yeh v'chol ha'akor, v'akor v'vimtecho, v'asir Hashem kol choyli, v'chol dmeh v'yitzayim v'sharim, v'yitzim v'bochon v'asem v'chol selecho, v'chatas kol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that your children are going to be, grow up, no one's going to die. Kaddish Baruch Hu is make sure that you'll be have financial stability. Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to make sure that you're taken care of, no enemies, everything. All brachas come as a result of Hakadosh Baruch Hu of keeping the mitzvah zakale. Question is, where's the midah keneged midah? L'chura mitzvah zakale is shaldim dash be'yakov. It means things that people trample on the small things. L'chura the ikar schar should be for the big things, not for the small things. Maybe it's just a drasha, not pshutei shel mikra. We know there's a story with the Goyin that one time a person in Moscow wanted to come into the Vilna Goyin and speak to him. So we prepared very impressive hamlatzis that he is a baki in Shemus Nerdafim. Shemus Nerdafim is synonyms. Synonyms, if you have two words that seem to mean the same thing but they really mean two different things. So in the Psukim, in Tanakh, he's a big baki in Shemus Nerdafim. He forged these letters, these hamlatzis from big Doylim, and he brought it to the Goyin, and they got him in. They got him into the Goyin. Because he came to the Goyin, and he says that really I have very many questions in Emunah and Hashkafa, and I wanted to speak to you. So he says, sure, no problem. Go start. So he asked the first question, and he's waiting for the Goyin to answer. So the Goyin says, no, ask all your questions. So he went through somewhere between 90 and 100 questions, one after the next, and the Goyin says to him, he says, number 1, number 7, number 23, number 46, and number 82, they're all really one question, and this is the answer. And that's what he did through the entire thing, and he answered all his questions. He says, but when he was finished, he says, okay, now it's my turn. I see that it says that you're a Baki in Shemus Nerdafim, that you're a Baki in synonyms. So tell me, what's the difference between Gila, Rino, Ditzo, Vechedva, all the different Lashonis that we say by a Chasana? What are the difference? Gila, Rino, Ditzo, Vechedva, they sound like they're all the same thing. What's the difference between them? He says, there's no difference. They're really all the same thing. He says, Azoy. He says, Rashi says that it's different. So he says, Rashi was mafarish like trutish o mikro. He said, oh, mezalzu v'divri rishonim. He took him and he put him outside the Beis Medrash, stuck him into a lock, his hand in his face. Anybody who came into Mincha would spit in his face. Mezalzu v'divri rishonim. You said that Rashi is not trutish o mikro. That's what the Goyin did. Famous story. So Rashi l'chur over here, when Rashi says, ima'ot, Mitzvahs hakale shodim dosh be'ekivav tishmarun. That's pshutei shel mikro. The posh of pshat and the psukim is that if you're makayim the mitzvahs hakale, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all the mitzvahs chamuris ve'zachnit. Mitzvahs hakale. That's the moedin. That's the gauge at the end of the day. The question is, what's so important about the mitzvahs hakale? So the truth is that the mitzvahs hakale is really, that's our ikar avodah. That's our ikar avodah, and all our entire avodah, tzai, in being nizer, in dvarim asurim, in tzai, in growing in Varma Mutarim, Shtur Merava Seitoiv is all with regard to Mitzvah Zakalis. That's well known from Yisrael Talanti. Yisrael Talanti says that Godol Einshin Shel Lavan Mirenshin Shel Tchilas. If a person is Mevatel and he doesn't put on tzitzis on his beged, if he doesn't put on the Lavan, he doesn't put on the white strings, so the Bittul Mitzvah, the Avera for the Mitzvah, for not being Mekayim this Mitzvah, is much greater than not putting on Tchilas. Tchilas costs a lot of money, and therefore a person has the Yitzhar not to do it. Therefore, there's more of a yitzah hara not to do it, and mamela there's less of a tzvi on a person. If it's harder to do, then there's less of a tzvi on a person. If it's easy to do, so why don't you do it? If it's so easy to do it, how come you didn't do it? So that means that the mitzvahs be'etzem, it's not a bidiyevid. That which we start with when we're working with in our avodas Hashem, that which we start with ma'isim aktanim is not bidiyevid. It's not because we can't do more than that, so therefore this is what we have to do. No, fakir, this is the lechatchila. The lechatchila is to start with the ma'isim aktanim. And if a person jumps too much, then be'etzem, there's really no chance that he can be matliach. He's going to get shot down. There's a revolver right, Malay Shor. He says that after the Six-Day War, he was flown into Egypt in a private plane to speak to the soldiers. He actually once told me about this story. He was trying to convince me to go out to work for Lev Lachim, to volunteer for Lev Lachim. He was trying to convince me to tell me how much people are so thirsty for Torah and Avodas Hashem. And he said they flew him into Mitzrayim, and as they came into Egyptian territory, they started the plane all of a sudden dropped. They were a few meters above the trees, so he got really nervous. So he asked, he says, what's the problem? Is there engine trouble? He asked the pilot, is there engine trouble? So he says, no, there's no engine trouble. He says, we're going into enemy territory. Enemy territory, you have to fly below the radar. Radar only goes at a certain height because they're presuming that you're flying high. We're flying below the radar, so they shouldn't pick up on us. So Boba said, ah, niflamoid. He says, that's our whole avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is to fly below the radar. If you fly too high, you're going to get shot down. That means that if you take on too much tafasta merubo, loy tafasta, it's not some cliche. It's because you're going to get shot down. It's not shayach. A person doesn't have the yecholus to jump so high. And therefore, you have to fly under the radar of the yitzhara. There's a well-known goyin. People who know this goyin, it would change their lives. In Mishlei, the goyin says, Iveles odom yisalef darkoi v'al Hashem yizaf liboy. A person's foolishness caused him to stumble. Va'al Hashem yizaf liboy. And who does he get angry at? He gets angry at the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? Moshel, a person says, that's it. This year, I'm starting anew. And first Seder, second Seder, ninth Seder, we're doing it all. We're sitting down to Bekitzer, he sits down, first day, steigs avek, shows up at 9 o'clock, doesn't leave till 1 o'clock. Shir, 12 o'clock. And second Seder, the same thing, comes at the beginning of Seder, learns the end of Seder, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. After 4 days, that's it. He's on his head. Falls over, that's it. Nothing doing. I can't do it anymore. Nisht for mir. Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from me? Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from me? Finally, I'm going ahead. I'm being miskazik. And this is what happens. My chavrusa says that he doesn't want to learn with me afterwards, and I can't find the new chavrusa because it's already 4 days inside, and 4 days in the zman, and vazlachtin. And I'm bechlal, I missed the day because I wasn't feeling well. I have to get corona after 2 years after they have corona. I have to be the one to get corona, and I can't come to yeshiva for 2 days and miss year. I don't know what's going on. And there's no two dots till the next amud on the amud base, and therefore, why? For vas? Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from me? Al Hashem yizaf liboy. What did he do wrong? What he did wrong was he jumped too many rungs on the ladder at once. When you jump too many rungs on the ladder at once, then you fall in between the rungs. And therefore, it's not shaykh. A person, iveles adam, the foolishness of a person, yisalef darka, causes him to stumble. Why? Because you didn't realize that this is not the way to do it. You can't jump. It's not that if you try really hard, then you could do it. No, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is with the small, is with the ma'isim aktanim. And mainly, if not, you're going to fall between the rungs. I used to learn with Bachram. On Friday, they used to set up Yungalai to learn with Bachram from a Baal Tshuva yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. And one of the rules of the yeshiva, their yeshiva, is that in first year in yeshiva, I think it's 2 or 3 years, first year in yeshiva, you cannot wear a black hat. No wearing a black hat. Even if you want, you can. Second year, if you want, then that's up to you. What's the in you? Don't jump too far. Don't go to, that's it. You switch them one day, and that's it. I was learning with a guy that was from for 2 months. I remember he was still wishy-washy. He's like, he said it was enough just to Kalbu Musogim, to get a little bit of a musig, what these people go through. He told me that it would have been, for him, it would have been enough of a reason not to become religious, because you'd have to give up cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks. Cheesesteaks is not even on our radar. Cheesesteaks is not in our Nekudas HaBechira. Like, who's eating cheesesteaks? You don't have enough good food that you need cheesesteaks? That's enough of a reason not to. That's also this. A person has a Nekudas HaBechira, and that's where his Avoida is. His Avoida is exactly where he's standing. For some people, it's cheesesteak. Some people, it's coming 15 minutes late to Shacharis, or 22 minutes late to Shacharis. Some people, it's coming 10 minutes early to Shacharis, or 15 minutes late to Shacharis. The other Einar, everybody, for where they're holding, that's exactly where their Nekudas HaBechira is. But that's the first Nekuda, is that we're also Bali Tshuva. We hope. And therefore, you also can't jump too fast. You know, can't bite too much before, if you're not able to. And that's really, don't wait till you're 40 years old, or till you're 50 or 60 to figure out what you're doing wrong with regard to the Kabbalah. Everybody has this issue. Every year, we're going to make a Kabbalah, something we're going to change, and after a week, 2 months, 6 months maybe even, that's it, it's gone. And next year, we're at the beginning of the year. This week's parasha says, Eretz Asher Enei Hashem Lekecha Bo, Mereishis Hashono Arach Rishono. So the Olam asks, what does it mean, Mereishis Hashono Arach Rishono? Just say Mereishis Shono Arach Rishono, Mereishis Hashono Arach Rishono. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Eretz Yisrael, Mereishis Hashono Arach Rishono. Why is it Mereishis Hashono Arach Rishono? So they say, Mederach Tzachus, that Mereishis Hashono, at the beginning of the year, every person says, this is going to be Hashana. This is going to be the year. The year. This is the year that I'm going to put myself down. I'm going to really apply myself. I'm going to change things. I'm going to come on time to Shacharis. I'm going to start being Mechaven. I'm really going to work on myself. This is going to be the year. And what happens at the end of the day? Ad Achris Shana. Oh, it was another year. It wasn't Hashana. It was Shana. So what do you do? How do you change the situation? The first place to change the situation is to know what your koichas are and to start slowly. To start slowly. That means that your Kabbalah has to be a Kabbalah which is Shaykh to your Matzev. Let's just give him one mashal. I saw this, Rabbi Yonis and Eber gives this mashal in one of his pamphlets on Shuvah. It's a great mashal. A bacher wants to be mischazik in Limud HaTorah first Seder. So he decides his batala, he wants to be mischazik, at least to have a starker first Seder. Because he decides to make a cheshbon, what's his first step? Where's his first step? That's it, he's showing up at 9 o'clock, not moving till 12:07, gets a coffee, goes to first Seder, it goes to Shir, and that's it. That's the first place to start? He says, no, that's not the first place to start. The first place to start is to make a cheshbon of how much, between you and yourself, it might hurt. Make a cheshbon of how much lemaisa you're learning. So Shir starts at 12:15, you lemaisa show up at 9:25, 9:30, you have to schmooze a few minutes before you come in, until you find the Gemara, then you go out at 10:27 for a coffee break and a lunch, and excuse yourself for a few minutes, schmooze a few minutes, come back in. Lemaisa, you found out that, Sacha Kol, you learned for an hour and 37 minutes over the course of first day. So where's your Kabbalah? What's the Kabbalah? What's the person's Kabbalah? Kabbalah is, okay, we're going to learn 2 hours. 2 hours, the whole Pachas Bimus Chazik. No, the Kabbalah is to learn an hour and 37 minutes. The Kabbalah is, you know that you can learn an hour and 37 minutes? You did it? Don't go less than that. That's your Kabbalah. That's your first step. Your first step is not to go less than that. That's your first, that's the Psiyak Tana, that's the Ma'is Maktanim. That's how it works. And not to jump to 2 hours. Once you jump to 2 hours, you're really not holding there. You know that you can learn 2 hours. You ever did it? So that's not where you're holding. The first step is to know where you're holding and to work from there. That's the Ekev Tishmun. Ekev Tishmun, the mitzvah zakala is, that's the whole avodah. It's not a bidiyevet. It's a lechatchila. That's the whole avodah. But there's another nekuda. Another nekuda of Ma'is Maktanim. The Chavetz Lavavi says a fascinating thing. He says that if you look at the world, you'll see that everything is in direct proportion to the necessity of the thing. And that means that people need water and people need air. That's why the most most abundant thing that we have in the world is air. After that is probably water. You look over here, it looks like it's a desert. But the sand. The thing that we have in most abundance is air and water. Because that's what we need the most. Precious gems, diamonds, and things like that in economy. It's not a necessity. And therefore, they're few and far between. Hard to come by. They're hard to come by. Agav, just somebody asked me, send me an email. He wants me to write an elevator pitch for belief in God. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. You know what an elevator pitch is? Elevator pitch is you get into an elevator, and you have, till you get off 10 floors later, you have exactly 22 seconds till the doors open and you never see the guy that you're with again. So you have 22 seconds to convince a guy that the Ribono Shel Olam is here. Or any elevator pitches, to convince somebody of something. That's what an elevator pitch is. So he asked me, write for me an elevator pitch that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. 22 seconds. Can you convince somebody that there's a Ribono Shel Olam? So the truth is that you really don't, anybody that has Seichel HaYosher sees that there is Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbi Chanan, in his first shtickle, at the end of Kevet Ha'aretz, he writes that there's a fascinating thing, and that is that Aristotle, the Rambam writes in Tshuva, that Aristotle reached the highest level of Chochmah, Shaykh by a human being, under Nevuah. That's his level of Chochmah. Nevertheless, he didn't believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. And we ask every 13-year-old when he comes to Bar Mitzvah, mechuyev, not just that we ask him to do it, it's a good idea. He's mechuyev to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. How could he expect somebody that has the highest level of intellect doesn't believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, and you're expecting every 13-year-old to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam? So he says as follows. He says that if a person would chance upon a sefer, looks at a sefer, opens up a sefer, never saw a sefer before in his life. And he asked somebody, who wrote the sefer? This is Mapetom, nobody wrote the sefer. There was an inkwell that was over here, somebody knocked over it, and the sefer came out, all the words came. Who do you think you're fooling? You're not fooling, everybody knows that's ridiculous. Nothing by chance, nothing that has seichel, nothing which is coherent, could have happened by chance. And Mamela, if you see a life, you see a world, that there's every person has 100,000 kilometers of blood cells, red blood cells, and he has trillions of cells b'chlal in his body, and everything works exactly perfectly, and the food gets chewed by his teeth, and there's thick saliva glands all over that secrete saliva that should be able to swallow it. And the body breaks down all the food, even it has such strong gastric acids that it breaks down all foods, including meat, but it doesn't break down the stomach because the stomach secretes a mucus lining which protects it that the juices shouldn't eat it up. This all happened by itself. Who are you fooling? This happened by itself. Ridiculous. So vos epis, Lamai said, why didn't they believe? Why didn't Aristotle believe? Aristotle didn't believe because he was Meshuchan. And if you believe that there's a Ribono Shel Olam, then he created the world for a reason. Why did he create the world? For a reason. That means he has something in mind. And I'm not interested in listening to what he has in mind. And therefore, I'm not going to believe that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. I'll be mishuchad, I'll be blinded, I'll be bribed not to believe that there's Ribono Shel Olam, even though it's screaming at me, even though it's sticking at me in the face. And that's really this yisrael of the chavis levavis. This world happened by accident. It happens to be out of the entire universe, which is millions of light years away. Millions of light years, or a million light years, you're traveling at the speed of light, 27,000 miles an hour or something. And you're traveling like that for a year. And the universe is millions of those years large. And the only place that they found life so far is on planet Earth. And we happen to be exactly, it happens to be also the only place that has enough gravity to keep us grounded. It also happens to be exactly in the right place with regard to the sun that we don't burn and we don't freeze. And it happens to be that everything in the entire world is exactly proportionate to the amounts that we needed. Air and water and vegetation, and as opposed to precious gems and gold and silver and these things that are not necessary. This all happened by itself. Mom, it's just happened by itself. You should. And there's billions of different things. All the cockroaches also happened from the Big Bang. Just one thing happened. There was no one. It just happened to be that certain things turned into cockroaches and certain things turned into planets. Certain things turned into people. And the people, as they were turning in, I wonder what happened with their digestive system as they were turning into it. It worked. It didn't work. How did it happen? How did people live? Either way, it's clear as day, l'chero, that there's Ribono Shel Olam. That's not a question that people don't have. That's not the. But the Chavis Lavis just says, points out from that Nakuda, and he says, look at the world, and you'll see that everything in the world is proportionate. Says the Ramban in Chumash and in Drash Teret Mimo, he says the same thing. Famous Ramban in the Boy, he says the same Yisrael we have in Ruchnius, and that is that the amount of things that it says in the Torah, the amount of times that a certain idea is mentioned, tells you the chashivas of it. V'havta mesagir. How many times it says it? It says v'zacharta ki yevadi yisaberet Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim. How many times does it say in the Torah? And how many mitzvahs do we have zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim? V'asepet. Why do we have so many mitzvahs zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim? Because it's a yisoid of our emunah. Why is it a yisoid of our emunah? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to prove, for once and for all, that He's in charge. And He's not going to do it for every single person. One of these Balei Tshuva that I learned with, he told me that as he was becoming frum, a family that was close to him asked him if he could speak to a certain girl that went off the derech. She was going down, he was going up. So they figured they'd meet in the middle somewhere, and he'd be able to convince her that there's a... why living a Torah life is be'emes, is the way to go. So he told me afterwards that he spoke to her, and one of the things that she said is that obviously the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't care because I ate a McDonald's and nothing happened. Oh, famous. That's the proof. What's the answer? There's a few different answers, but the basic answer is the Ramban's answer and then the boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to prove for every Chaim Yankel and every single door that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He does it for once and he shows that it proves everybody. And that's what he did in a dazzling array of nisim. He did at the time Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, Rosh Hashivchal Yom Shel Rosh Cheskel and Buzi. There was no question about it. Zekeli Vanveu. They were able to point because there was no shaila whatsoever in anybody's mind that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And now we're mechuyiv every single mitzvah that we do. Zekeli Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every single person is mechuyiv to remember that time that we should remember that there was a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, that's the says the Ramban, "Umin anisim agadolim atamakir binisim aketanim," and from the nisim agadolim, you're able to remark here that everything that happens is really the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That there's nothing in the veld that didn't happen because of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's nothing that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not in charge of, and that means that when it rains, it's because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted it to rain. And if you didn't end up going kayaking yesterday, it's because you weren't supposed to. And if we're in whatever it was, whatever happens, every single small thing that happens, it's because it wasn't supposed to happen. Some people wanted to, some people didn't want to, sure. But either way, everything that happens is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted it to happen. And he wants to hear the rest of the shir. But that's all with regard to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Min anisim agadolim atamakir binisim aktanim is with regard to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. With regard to human beings, it works exactly fakert. It's not from the big things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, then I'm able to be makir the small things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. With human beings, it's the other way. It's with the small maisim, the ekev tishmu, and the mitzvah zakalis, that's really megala on the mitzvah zachamuris. There's a remarkable gemara in Avodah Zarah. The gemara tells a story. Hard to understand. Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan was at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan was makel kilas barabim, and he taught them Torah. And Rebbe Yosi ben Kisma was taken captive. He was taken by the Romans and thrown into jail. Kisma Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan went to his Rebbe, Rebbe Yosi ben Kisma, and he says to him, he went to be mevakerim. Kisma Rebbe Yosi ben Kisma says, I heard that you're makel kilas barabim, and you're teaching them Torah. He says, you don't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of what's going on, and he put the Romans in peril. And Toma ani im lo yisrfu oischo vesa sefer Torah asher bechikecho. Says I'll be stunned if they don't burn you together with the sefer Torah. Which kiyudu was what happened in Chanan ben Trajan. That's what happened. He's makol kilos berabim. He's melamed. He's moyser nefesh kibshuta imamish to teach everybody Torah. Comes along with Chanan ben Trajan and says, Rebbe, ma ani lo ilam haba. Do I have a supposed to ilam haba? Ma ani lo ilam haba? Am I going to be zeichet ilam haba? Says Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, "Klu ma'isa bali yodcho? If you have any ma'isim, you want to get the olam haba, so no tiki, no washi. That's it. You have any ma'isim, then you get the olam haba." She says, "Yeah." Mo'iz Purim does a ma'isim. Ma'isa shoy on Purim. Mo'iz Purim nischalfeli b'mo'iz sheli v'nasati kulan l'tzakel. He says it was Purim, and I had money that was designated for aniyim, and some of the money got mixed together with my own money, and I gave everything to tzedakah. He says, "Oh, ibazei. If that's the case." I should be zeichet to the same olam haba that you have. What does this mean? He's just Moitzer Nefesh to teach Torah. Is there anything greater than that in the entire world? Limud HaTorah, which is the greatest mitzvah. To be Moitzer Nefesh, the greatest zach. And that's not enough for him to be able to be Zeichet Elam Hava. What's Zeichet Elam Hava? He mixed up a little bit of money and he gave it all to Tzedakah. Says the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. He says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakat Yisrael Tzigah Chibayim Torah Mitzvahis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Zakat Klal Yisrael, therefore give him so many Torah Mitzvahis. What does that mean? He says, we gave you 630 mitzvahs so that at least one of the 613 mitzvahs that you did, you'll be able to do perfectly. You'll do it totally Hashem Shamayim. And with that, you'll be Zeichet Olam Haba. And he brings a raya from this Gemara. He brings a raya from this Gemara that he did one mitzvah totally Hashem Shamayim. What's the difference? What's the difference between the mitzvah of the tzedakah and the mitzvah of the Yimachal Kedosh Barabim? How come one of them is considered a mitzvah shleim and one is not? It's because one of them was a mitzvah, Machal Kilois Barabim. Everybody saw it. Yeah, he was being Moisei Nefesh, but everybody's going to talk about him. He's going to be in the paper. B'chanan ben Trajan was being Machal Kilos Barabim. You know for sure that it was 100% L'shem Shamayim? Maybe it's just to there is etvat. There's some, okay, we're talking about the Tanoim HaGadoshim, but there's some little bit that a person is doing Shalei L'shem Shamayim that people should talk about and people should know. Afterwards, for thousands of years, people are going to be talking about B'chanan ben Trajan that he was Machal Kilos Barabim. But the mitzvah that happened in Bechadre Chadarim that nobody knew about, the mitzvah Ktano, the mitzvah Zakalos, nobody's going to know about it, Machdash Tois, who cares? No, that's the mitzvah which is the defining factor. It's not the big mitzvah, it's not the Machal Kilos Barabim which is going to bring L'chayil Mabo. What's going to bring L'chayil Mabo is the mitzvah Zakatanois. That's really what's going to bring him to... And that's really the way to be... If you want to know Adam HaGadol, from the small, just... A beautiful mitzvah that I saw that just brings out this point. Rabbi Tzion Feldman, he actually wrote a sefer. He didn't write a sefer. He was a person, a yid who lived in Bnei Brak, was nifter about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And he was a big, massive Talmud Chacham and very shtil hate. Mamish, very quiet. People didn't know about him. Actually, after he was nifter about 2 years ago, they came out with a sefer called Sefer Lelo Shem. That's the whole sefer. On the front cover, there's no pictures of him. There's just a little, on the corner, the bottom corner, it says Sefer Lelo Shem. What's the point of the Sefer? It's the person that lived his life in a way that the purpose was not to be written in the newspapers. Everything that he did was still a hate, everything that he did was quiet, but he did tremendous things. I'm just going to give one mitzvah that I saw in the book that just brings out this point. He was walking down the street, and a woman from two flights up was hanging out her wet laundry. Bekitzer, she missed it with the clothespin, and sure enough, a pair of pants, soaking, sopping wet pair of pants, came flying down and slapped him on the face. Mamash, on his head. Kitzer, without looking up, he took the pair of pants off, held it in his hand, and waited. Sure enough, 2 minutes later, a little boy comes down and takes the pair of pants the whole time without looking up. And after that, he continues on his way. He knew for sure that the person was mortified with what happened. And he knew for sure that in 2 minutes, they're going to send the kid to come and pick up the pants. So he waited there without the entire two minutes. He did not pick up his eyes once to see. He didn't even look to see who the kid is. The feeling, the sensitivity, the mind's market on him. What did he do already? He just didn't pick up his eyes. And if we would be walking under there, what would we do? We look up, not just pick up our eyes. Give them a bit of a shry. You don't know how to hold a clothespin, please. BMS. And this is what I have to do. I'm walking down, I'm ready for Shabbos. And it's a Maitz Maktanim. It's a Maitz Maktanim that's Mare on the Odom HaGodol. It's the small things that nobody's going to know about, and nobody's going to see, and nobody's going to write. It's those small things, the Maitz Maktanim, that's really and that's really the Inyan, I think, of Baal Par. Baal Par. We find Baal Par all of the turn, interestingly enough. In Balak, in the end of Balak, in Pinchas, the beginning of, in last week's parasha of Eschanan, Mul Beis Par. Moshe Rabbeinu is buried Mul Beis Par. What is Baal Par? We know Baal Par is Avodah Zarah, that a person would use the bathroom in front of the Baal Par. The Shaila is, it says that Klal Yisrael were Nizdabik in Baal Par. The Lashon is, the Medrash talks about it. V'yitzomed Yisrael Baal Par. They cleaved to Baal Par. Chazal tells a crazy story of a woman who was a goito, shikzo, that was very sick. And she says, if I ever get better, then I'm going to be Oivet every single Avodah Zarah in the world. Sure enough, she got better, and she went from place to place, place to place, being Oivet every Avodah Zarah. She got the Baal Par, she says, Nu V'yazeh, how are you Oivet Avodah Zarah? They said, oh, you use the bathroom in front of the Baal Par. She says, Eba Zeh, if that's the case, that I'd rather get sick again and not have to do such a disgusting way with Zer. Klal Yisrael, we eat some to the Balpar, says the Medrash. And Klal Yisrael, they cleave the Balpar. What's Balpar? What is it? What's behind it? Revolver once asked this to Rabbi Yitzchak Huttner. He says, give me a Hezbollah. What's Pshat in Balpar? So he says, I'll tell you what Balpar is. Balpar is pessimism. Pessimism. Machnas Shteis, it doesn't make a difference what you eat, whether it's a succulent steak, whether it's a red apple, whether it's something which is a tuna fish or something which is, it doesn't make a difference, it's old and moldy. At the end of the day, everything ends up soil. That's Balpar. Everything is soil. It doesn't make a difference. And that's an ideology. It's not just the food that you eat. At the end of the day, we all die. So it doesn't make a difference what you do with your life. Because anything that you're going to do, at the end of the day, everybody's going to end up in the same cleft in the ground. So therefore, who cares? That's pessimism. That's the opposite of Yiddishkeit. And I would think that that's pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried more based for. Because there's nothing in Yiddishkeit which is not chashiv. Zero. Nothing in Yiddishkeit is not chashiv. Everything in Yiddishkeit is chashiv. Mi mona ofar Yaakov, the pasuk says in Balak, that there's ein minyan lemitzvah shemekayimim ba'ofar. Offer efer par, efer seito, and offer leisachas b'shor v'chamor yachtov. All the different things that we have, all the mitzvahs that we have, b'chlal and the mitzvahs of tluyos baretz. There's tremendous amount, even dirt, which is the most base thing, which is the most the lowest thing. It has the yichurlis for a tremendous amount of mitzvahs. But it's not just that. It's every single mitzvah is that way. Every single tiny little mitzvah has the yichurlis to bring a person to olam haba. Every single, and it's dafka the small mitzvahs. I was at a Sima Shas this week. My next door neighbor made a Sima Shas and invited me to join. And I was there for a few minutes. And his father spoke. And his father said, he said, I just want you to know all those people that think that it's beyond them to finish Shas, all those people. He said, we once had a thing, either Nishma, somebody, I don't remember exactly what it was, that we're learning Mishnayos. And decided to take on learning a Mishnah, one Mishnah a day. He says, it took me 13 years. For one Mishnah a day, I was able to finish Gans Shisha Seder Mishnah. What's the mission a day? At least a parak a day. We'll finish in a year and a half, and that's it. That's the way to do it. No, it's not the way to do it. For some people it is. For some people it's not. The way to do it is maybe a mission a day. It reminds me, I would like to say that there's a story with Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv once, somebody came to him, he used to give a shiur in Tiferes Bachurim every day. Because the person came up to Rabbi Yashiv and he told him, he says, the Rav should know that today the same blot that we're giving a shiur on in Chulin is the same daf in Daf Yomi. So Rabbi Yashiv says, yeah, they? He says, yeah. He says, okay, go up to the bima, give a clap on the bima, and tell everybody this is not a Daf Yomi shiur. This is not a Daf Yomi shiur. Why? Because he held, Rabbi Yashiv held, ki yodua, that you can't have a certain kavua amount that you have to learn a certain day. To learn a blot a day, you can't do that. Let's say you're not finished the blot. Let's say you are finished already more. You shouldn't learn more because you close the Gemara early because you finished. Or don't speed up because you don't understand. How can you learn with the Kviyas? You can't learn with the Kviyas. And he held that a lot of people don't have a Geshmak because they learn with the Kviyas. Mitzad Sheni, Chaim Kanievsky is Adam. More in Sarah Turo. There's probably not a day in his entire life, at least in the last 75 to 80 years of his life, that he didn't learn with an extremely rigorous regimen. Every single day, 7.5 lot of this, 2 lot of this, 2 Parakim in Rambam. Mishnayos, Zohar, everything was exactly. There wasn't a day in his life that he didn't learn with out of kviyas, exactly amount. As vazomintim, what should we do? Should we learn like this? Should we learn like that? So Rabbi Yashiv says that you can't learn with the kviyas. But Mitzad Sheni, Chaim Kanievsky says you can't learn with that. You need a kviyas. You need the mechayev. You have to have it. So you can't do this. You can't do that. You don't learn. So what's the answer? What lamaisa are you supposed to do? What should we do? So the truth is that for a lot of people, the answer is to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You need a little bit of Ian, a little bit of Kiyas. And that's how yeshivas are set up. First set is Ian, second set is Kiyas. If for you, Ian is more Geshmak, so learn Ian to Sedarim. If for you, Kiyas is more Geshmak, so put a Dogash on that and I say, every person can find their niche and find it. You want to learn Halacha, so there's a time for that as well. You like Musar, you like Drashas, you like Lukutei Moran, whatever it is. Every person find the thing which talks to them. Machnish Teis. Every person's got to find the thing. Either way. So he says a Mishnah day, and you'll be able to get to Shas. But the truth is that it's not just a Mishnah day which is going to bring you to Shas. One Mishnah is, there's no, nothing, it's not because Puta Puta Mitzdarif. Every mitzvah is worth a tremendous amount. There's a story with Versteinman that used to give a shekel a day for the 6 million Kedoshim that were killed in the Holocaust. So they asked the Versteinman, if you take one shekel and divide it by 6 million, it doesn't come out to be too much. What exactly are you giving for everybody? He says, Gerecht. He says, you're right. It's true. One shekel split into 6 million is not so much. He says, but one mitzvah? One mitzvah you can fit into 6 million without a problem. Because one mitzvah is nitzchias. You can't fit nitzchias into 6 million. To appreciate what it is, to appreciate one mitzvah is. A guy was just telling me now that I saw it before Pesach. I went to visit somebody in the hospital. I come in there, and sure enough, Chabad is there with a bunch of packages of three matzahs, giving it out. And sure enough, there was a few soldiers there, and I saw the person giving it out to the soldiers. You want to take some for Pesach? Yeah, sure. Terrific. Get there, what are they doing? I have a chavrusa. He went to go ask somebody from the Chabad. He says, when you have these like sedarim of 3,000 people in the Philippines, what are you expecting? You think that these people are ever going to step into a shul or ever going to do anything else after they come to the Seder? It's a free meal. They're coming. Like what do you think that you're doing? So he said, you got it all wrong. You don't have, we're not a kiruv organization. That's not what we're doing. That's one of the things that they do also. But Chabad is that every yid should be able to do as many mitzvahs as he possibly could do. If a yid, one time, if you're a kind of mitzvahs matzah, then you already hit the jackpot. It's not what's going to be vas vet zayin, what's going to be next week, and what's going to be in 2 months, and is he ever going to be put on tefillin again, and v'chulu. Machnish leis, it doesn't make a difference. You have to appreciate every mitzvah. Appreciate that one time, one meal, instead of eating bread on Pesach, he ate matzah. Not only was it sur meirah, it was asei toif. To appreciate what every mitzvah is. Appreciate what every mitzvah is. That's really what that's the second nekuda of mitzvah haktanos. The small mitzvahs, the mitzvah hakalos. There's another nekuda as well. The Arizal told Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital complained to Arizal. And Agav, it says that, I heard that the Arizal came to Chaim Vital after his nifter. Arizal was nifter very young, and Chaim Vital was his prime talmid, but he came to him for 20 years after his nifter. He came to him in dreams, I think, and he says, Roiv dibura vaya kedei lechazik oisi. Roiv dibura was to be mechazik me. Gorm shatrich and chizuk. Because one of the things that Arizal told Chaim Vital, Chaim Vital was complaining, he says, what's with my avodas Hashem? He says, I feel that I'm not up to par. He says, if I would have lived in the generations that lived earlier, if we lived together with Hanina ben Trajan, then in the Hanami, I would have been able to. So the Arizal told him, he says, no, you have it wrong. He says, you live in a time, you live in a time that it's shver to be Mekayim Mitzvot. We don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're after the Churban, we don't see the Hashras Hashchino. It's not easy. There's a lot of pituim, there's a lot of things going on, it's hard to concentrate. Everything that you do is shaveh. He says some of your ma'isim are greater than the ma'isim of the Rishonim, he says. I don't know the Rishonim or the Tanoim. It says greater, much greater. Because the small ma'isa, which is toiv achas bitzar, mimeya shalei bitzar. And Mimela, you're right. So your small ma'isa now is greater, 100 times greater than the ma'isa of somebody else that would have done it many generations prior. And that's really with all our avodas Hashem. All our avodas Hashem, a person has to appreciate that toiv achas bitzar. Al terim lech she'ef nesh Hashem le'itiponet. So the side of the Balaimus, the side of the Admoria Chassidus, they say the same word. Al terim lech she'ef nesh Hashem le'itiponet. Don't say when I have time that I'm going to learn, Hashem le'itiponet. Because maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam wants your learning at a time of le'itiponet. When it's not kashver, when it's not so easy. In Echanami, we're able to do as much as I do in a regular day? No, I'm not going to. But in Echanami, at least vifel meken, as much as I can do, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. That's my avedu. And toivach is bitzar, miroyesh loy bitzar means that when it's a matzav of loyti ponim, when it's not so easy to learn. Nevertheless, to be able to be mashkiya, to be able to put in that extra 2 minutes, so that's worth so much more than what it was there is before. And that's really how Mashiach is going to come. There's a major question. Klai saw the things that were wrong, they were ovid, avid zargil, avashir chazdam, in first base of Migdash, in the second base of Migdash, b'chulu. We didn't do what we're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in the galus. And now we're better off. Now we're better off. Now in Gaulis we're better off. The first generation of Gaulis is better off. The second, we're getting worse and worse. That's kind of what there is. Well, what's our chance out? I don't understand. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's all my rechet is off. Since we're bad, so therefore we're going to Gaulis. Now that we're in Gaulis, so then what? Now we're better off? We're much worse off. So what did you gain? How are we supposed to get out of Gaulis? The answer is that our maisim, the further we go away, the more of a koyach, the more of a strength that each one of our maisim has. And Mamela, the simplest maestro now, a person comes on a Friday morning after he was up late last night, and he comes to hear a shir, and he comes, I came to Beis Medrash, knocking Beis Medrash in the morning, that's Friday morning, during Ben Azmanim, after a late Thursday night, in the year Tavshin Pei Beis, This is not, there's nothing like it. That's worth so much more than the generations beforehand. So fakir, we have a bigger chance of getting out of Golas. We have a bigger chance because every mitzvah that we do is as the yichilis to propel us. And the truth is that if a person realizes a mind, it really has to do with a person's years as a bachur and further on as well. A person never knows. Toivachas b'tzar me'esh le'b'tzar means that every mitzvah that you do, you have no idea when somebody else does that mitzvah how hard or how easy it is for that person. Mainly you look at the next person, why is it so easy for him? He gets up out of bed and he jumps out of bed in the morning and he's able to shteig, and this person has it easy because of this, and this person has this issue and I have this issue and that person. Every person is looking at the next person. And I can't first say a Pashat HaTosfos, or I can't remember it, and I chazer five times. So guys are just telling me, I write and I chazer and I misakim, and I, it's just not, it's a klepsof nisht. I'm having so much trouble. What's up? What's luchtin? What should I do? How come everybody else has it easy? How, what's up? There's a fascinating Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Gemara says, it's an Pashat Zeis HaBracha, on Moshe Ish Elokim. So it says that, the Gemara in Yuma says, that David shol ba'achas ve'olseloi, David b'shnayim ve'olseloi. Shol did one thing wrong and he lost the melucha. David did two things wrong and he didn't lose the melucha. Shol did one thing wrong with Agag, he didn't kill Adam Malik, and he lost the melucha because of that. He lost himself being a melech. David did two things wrong, one with Uriah Achiti, that he sent him out, second parak of Kedushin, the beginning, and the second thing that he did wrong was he counted Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, he didn't, keeping an eye on the time. Nevertheless, he didn't lose the melucha. The question of Shaila is parvot. Why is that fair? How come Shaul lost the melucha after one thing he did wrong, and David, even though he did two things wrong, he didn't lose the melucha? Says the Arachaim HaKadosh, a tremendous lesson, and a person should bear this mind for a life. He says Shaul Amelech. The pasuk says Ben Shana Shaul B'Molchoi. That Shaul Amelech, at the time when he was a melech, he was like a tinoik Ben Shana Kechet. That his personality was such that he was so easygoing and so he didn't have such a tremendous yitzhar. He was like a ben shonek lechet. He didn't do any chatoim. Shol HaMelech, when he was a melech. He was easygoing. David HaMelech, fakert. It says when they came to Shmuel, came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shmuel sent him to Yishai. And he said, be mamlech, go be Moishech, one of Yishai's sons, the melech. And he took each one. Eliyahu, he started with the oldest one. One, two, three. Tried pouring the oil. It's a gainish. It didn't pour. And he finished all the eight sons. Because sir, he says, is there any more sons? He said, yeah, there's one. He's out with the sheep. He says, bring him in. Brings him in. Red complexion. And he says, because this is the one that you're talking about? This is the one? He's red. Admoini Kesav. He's going to kill people. He says, yeah, he's going to kill, but he's going to be with the Ve'ini Aido. Together with the Sanhedrin, he's going to tell him when. And he was Moshech and the Melech. David was born under the mazel of Madim, that his blood boiled. Memela for Shaul HaMelech to do even one thing wrong, it's going to cost them Memelucha, because his personality wasn't that way. For somebody that has a bubbly personality, somebody that has more of a personality, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he says you could do even two things wrong, twice the amount that he did, and nevertheless, he says, because I think the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that it was even 10 times harder, I think he says, for David HaMelech. Kopel Pieser, I think the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, 10 times harder for him to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Shaul HaMelech. Mamil, even though he did two things wrong, Mamil wasn't a taino. Mamil, yeder einer, every person has their own pekel. Nobody knows exactly what's going on by anybody else. Nobody knows, b'chlal, what their midas is and what are his ups and what are the person's downs. You look at the next person, you have no idea. It's b'chlal, a person sees a person being matliach, he has no idea if the guy's in debt or if the guy's not in debt. A story I just say with my grandfather. My grandmother told me a story. They moved from upstate New York to Muncie, and when my grandfather was a boy, a teenager, somebody pulled a chair out from underneath him, and he fell, and he got he hurt his back tremendously, and he needed to have whenever he sat, he needed to have the seat in a certain way, in a certain height. Kitzer, once he moved, he needed a car, and this is going back 60 years exactly, and the only car at that time that had the ability to move the seat was a Cadillac. The kids, they bought a Cadillac, and that was the car that they came into Muncie, where he lived at that time. And a new Gvir comes into town. The Gvir comes into town, so they came from the schools. They came to be Mekadim Panov, and welcome to town. It's so nice, and maybe you could help us in growing, keeping the schools, and growing. My grandmother told me that that week that they came into town, they didn't have enough money to buy groceries for Shabbos. They didn't have. They didn't have that. Nevertheless, they had a Cadillac. Because that's what they needed. They needed to get around. They're still working upstate New York. He had to go, and yet there was no way to go outside if he had a car. But the only car that they had was the Cadillac. So that's what he had to have. So they had borrowed money, and I don't remember exactly the beginning. So you see a new Gvir comes into town. This is the mensch that comes. What's wrong? He doesn't have a penny. He doesn't even have money to. That's how it is. Sain Gashmius, Sain Ruchnius. That's how it is. That a person doesn't know he's not Makir. He doesn't realize what the next person has. To realize that if by you it's harder than the next person, then your schar is much greater, and your avoid is much different. It's all the mitzvahs akalis, the things that are looked by somebody else that is mitzvah akala. By you, your mitzvah akala could be worth who knows much. It's the thing that could propel you to real heights of avodas Hashem. And I'll just end off with one nekuda. We have more time this, but one nekuda with bitachon that it's also with the mitzvahs akalis. Rabbi Yonah says in Mishlei, he says a lot of people have bitachon when it comes to big things. And I think this is something that a person could take with him if he wants to start somewhere. The Rabbeinu says in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel, where he's talking about bitachon, he says a lot of people have bitachon when it comes to big things. A person is moving somewhere. He's changing yeshivas. He's a job. He's getting a position somewhere. Something that's big. Something which is life-altering. Then he knows he has to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But going to the store to buy bread, you have to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide that whether or not it happens or doesn't happen. He says that's wrong. He says you have to realize that every single solitary thing in a person's life really requires bitachon. And you should have bitachon. People don't have bitachon because what happens if I don't get the bread? Or it's so small, I don't even need to have bitachon. It says chaval, because if you had bitachon, and you realize that it's only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get the bread, that I'm going to get the bread. It's only... And I'm b'teichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to allow me to get it. He says, then even if you would have been matliach without it, but you lost the mitzvah b'teichen. So every little thing, b'etzem a person, in this week's parashah it says, Zocharta ki hu anesin l'cha koyach lasit choyim. V'techirno ki hu yoiv l'cha eitzel l'mikni nichsin. When a person says, I had a great idea. Who gave him that great idea? Hu yoiv l'cha eitzel l'mikni nichsin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that idea. I was brainstorming, and I came with that idea. What does that mean, you were brainstorming? What happened? I started doing a... What did you do? What did you do that you were brainstorming and then all of a sudden you had an idea? Who yoiv l'chayit l'mikni nichsin? If you had an idea, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that idea. Memela, everything, even the small things, even the ideas, the smallest thing is going somewhere, Yimelech, if you're going to Yam HaMelech. So you have a bus ready, you're going to the beach, everything is open. What's the problem? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that it works out. You're going to get there and you realize that, no, there's too many maduz out there and you're not able to... Every little thing you could have... And if a person is boitech, he says, at least you'll have the bitochin, you'll have the schar of the bitochin, whether it happens or doesn't happen. But at the end of the day, you'll have the schar of the bitochin that you'll take with you, and that's worth its weight in gold.